It almost seems a requirement these days that thriller writers attend law school first and then begin their successful literary careers. Think of John Grisham, Lisa Scottolini, Brad Meltzer, and Scott Turow. Aside from Oliver Wendell Holmes, it's much more unusual for a well-established legal scholar to attempt to write imaginative literature. Now Yale Law School professor Stephen L. Carter has broken that precedent with his new suspense novel, The Emperor of Ocean Park. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's a no-fault case of terrific storytelling.
For the past 20 years, Stephen L. Carter has been a professor of law at Yale University. He's also become prominent in the world beyond the academy because he's an African-American scholar who argues passionately against affirmative action. In addition, Carter has written 7 polemical books for a wide readership on subjects like civility and the conflict between secular law and religious belief. But man, has this guy ever been wasting his time. All these years Carter has spent intellectually noodling around, he could have devoted to what clearly now turns out to be his true calling, writing brilliant suspense fiction. The evidence? A page-turner of roughly 600 pages called The Emperor of Ocean Park, which is surely going to be the Smarty Set's must-read vacation book this summer. I say Smarty Set because along with murders, missing manuscripts, double agents, tricksters, and plot twists aplenty, Carter also tosses in sharp, droll insights here on identity politics, grade inflation, affirmative action, the decline of morals, and, infecting every page, America's chronic case of racial sickness. Like other first-rate thriller writers, Graham Greene, John le Carré, Ken Follett on a good day, Don DeLillo when he's in a certain mood, Carter gleefully realizes that the suspense genre is social commentary that packs a pistol. In The Emperor of Ocean Park, Carter leads his readers into worlds within worlds, the upper echelons of academia, the law, the federal government, and foremost, the neighborhoods and social haunts of the black bourgeoisie. Carter escorts us into the elegant urban mansions along Washington, D.C.'s Gold Coast that are owned by wealthy African-American professionals. He also takes us out to the historically black resort town of Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard. Through his beleaguered hero, Talcott, nicknamed Tal Garland, who, like his creator, is an African-American law professor, Carter probes deep into the necessarily paranoid double consciousness of a successful black man in America. Tal is a guy who recognizes, from hard experience, that no matter how many academic degrees he attains or how many crimes he solves, he'll never clear himself of the suspicions his skin color automatically generates among so many white Americans. The Baroque plot of The Emperor of Ocean Park is so ingeniously and frantically constructed that it defeats summary, but here's a shallow attempt. Tal's father, the eminent Judge Oliver Garland, dies, or is murdered, in his Gold Coast house one evening. The judge was a cryptic, embittered man, given to referring to his fellow African Americans as the darker nation. At one time nominated by Reagan for the Supreme Court, the judge was defeated and publicly humiliated by his questionable friendship with a major criminal. Upon the judge's death, Tal is besieged by a crowd of weird characters who insists that he knows the secret location of the judge's arrangements, whatever they are. Slowly, Tal is drawn into the mystery of hunting for this MacGuffin, this rosebud, eventually catching on that the obsession with chess he shared with his father may be essential to decoding the clues that are coming to him via the mail and the morgue. Meanwhile, Tal's promiscuous wife, a preppy black attorney nicknamed Kimmer, has been nominated for a federal judgeship, and she warns Tal that if he doesn't stop his embarrassing investigations, the marriage is kaput. Like many another suspense hero, however, Tal is caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place, because he's also been anonymously threatened that if he does stop hunting for the arrangements, his wife and his beloved 3-year-old son will be subject to a grisly fate. Carter's humor, his gift for drawing out the Gothic atmosphere in the vast shadowy houses and Ivy League buildings Tal inhabits, his unapologetic delight in melodramic literary trappings like moonlit cemeteries, and his unflagging ingeniousness make The Emperor of Ocean Park a first-rate suspense tale. But above all, it's Tal's upright sensibility and his depressive, smart voice that lingers. Listen to him here talking about the contemporary state of legal education. Nowadays, I earn my bread by writing learned articles too arcane to have any influence, and trying to stuff some torts or administrative law into the heads of students too intelligent to content themselves with B's, but too self-absorbed to waste their precious energy on the tedious details one must master to learn A's. Most of our students crave only the credential we award, not the knowledge we offer. And as generation after generation, each more than the last, views us as merely a vocational school, the connection between the desire for the degree and the desire to understand the law grows more and more attenuated. Tal is the kind of straight-arrow, Jimmy Stewart-type scrapper you would want to have beside you when the bullets are flying, as well as in front of you in the classroom, educating you about the law in the books and the law of the streets.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.